Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Be sure to ask an agent what their marketing plan is and get it in writing. An agent can show you a flip chart or tell you what they're going to do, and that's fine. But you want to get in writing what they're actually going to do for you. You want to know. And if that's a copy of their presentation, fine. But you want to be able to have the backbone accountability to be sure that they're going to do the things that they promise. Because after all, you're trading a portion of the value of your property for the person doing the things that they say they're going to do. And once you sign your listing agreement, they may or may not stay in touch with you. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Somebody was referred to me this past week, and they've had an agent that they hired to sell their property. That agent talked to them twice in a period of 6 months, and that was it. And it's funny because he said, you know, I called you and I left you a message, and just an hour later, that agent called me. It was kind of weird. I feel badly because I know they put some effort into it, but I've only heard from them twice in 6 months. And I said to the guy, I said, well, do you have an active listing agreement? Because that's important. If they're under contract with that party, I really can't be speaking with them about getting them to hire me. But his listing agreement had expired a month and a half ago. The agent had just left it up for sale and assumed that the guy would allow him to continue without any kind of formal agreement. Well, you want somebody who's going to pursue the details and get it signed, right? Alrighty, well, more questions can be found in the Market Ready Guide. Download a free copy at ericstewartgroup.com or request a free copy by phone at 1-800-900-9104. Great to be with you again. I'm Eric Stewart. See you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.